Subsistence fishermen on the Yukon are getting some rare gillnet openings during the middle of the summer season and will be allowed to keep any king salmon they catch. Targeted openings for Yukon king salmon have not occurred in more than 5 years, though occasionally subsistence users are allowed to keep kings taken as bycatch in the summer chum fishery. Fish and Game Yukon River summer season manager Holly Carroll says the idea of allowing gillnets during the heart of the summer run has been developing since the end of the 2015 fishing season, when subsistence users up and down the Yukon repeatedly criticized managers for not enabling people to meet their subsistence needs. When it came time to discuss the 2016 management plans last winter, Carroll says subsistence users and fishery managers came to a consensus.
We kind of told them that we'd rather, if the run looks strong enough, to provide a little bit more subsistence harvest than last year. And most people gave us a lot of feedback on how they would want that they want it soon enough to be able to dry their fish. They want it, you know, before all the kings are old or unusable upriver. They also wanted chums when they were fresher for the people that did harvest chums. And so we basically, at those meetings, we present our management strategy, and then we take all the feedback that we're given, and we try to incorporate what people say they actually want.
The openings are being timed to fall after a large second pulse of kings moves upriver in order to minimize the impact that the more efficient gillnet gear could have on the struggling king salmon stock. The 2016 king run appears to be similar in size to last year's run, when more than 85,000 kings crossed into Canada, almost twice as much as required by a treaty between the U.S. and Canada. Fish and Wildlife Service Yukon River in-season manager Fred Bew acknowledges that managers achieve that high level of escapement in part by virtually eliminating subsistence fishing time. But this year, Bew says, managers want to provide better subsistence opportunities on the river.
There's no way we're going to meet people's needs, but we do hope to get a little bit of fish for people to use. And we hope to have it not right on the back end of the run when the quality of fish kind of deteriorates. It's not nearly as good as those very first fresh fish. If they're going to harvest a fish, we would like to get the maximum benefit out of it.
A series of 18-hour openings utilizing gill nets with a maximum mesh size of 6 inches have occurred in lower river districts 1 and 2, and similar opportunities will be afforded to middle and upper river districts over the next few weeks. A 6-inch mesh restriction for gill nets is intended to select the smaller males while allowing spawning females to escape. Middle and upper river fishermen are more likely to harvest kings as the runs separate and chums turn off into tributaries to spawn. The pilot station sonar estimate for kings on Tuesday was just over 91,000 fish, about 18,000 above the 10-year average for that date. Managers attribute some of that high number to the early run timing this year.